Today's podcast is brought to you by our fantastic Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Yeah, and I think DOJ, in the same way that it is setting up a task force to investigate oligarchs, should look into people who are Russian propagandists and shilling for Putin.
They used to arrest people for doing stuff like this if they thought you were colluding.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Politicians act as though it's President Biden who caused inflation, and that he can fix this.
Make no mistake, the current spike in gas prices is largely the fault of Vladimir Putin.
No, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
How high is the administration expecting gas prices to go?
Sky high, okay?
But in terms of how far, we still believe it will continue to go up, but we're trying to take steps we can take to mitigate that.
I don't know, to be clear.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Someone was just talking about Monica Cannon Grant, who's indicted today, the race hustler from Boston. She's been shaking down all these companies. Over $1 million she's made. And she's now she's charged with wire fraud, mortgage fraud, all kinds of fraud, you know, and welfare fraud on the pandemic relief with her husband. Man, 617 says, oh, those Hetty Floyd days, meaning George Floyd. Her utter unsophistication is amazing. I don't know what you're talking about there, her utter unsophistication. I was reading about it earlier. I mean, she came right out of the box, you know, acting like Hunter Biden or the Clinton Foundation. You know, she's moving money around right and left and here and there and, you know, flipping it back and forth and then, you know, using the money to pay off her her rent arrears, as they call it, that phrase, rent arrears. That means she's a deadbeat. You know, you get in rent arrears, that's when you become a midnight mover, as wicked Wilson Pickett once sang about so memorably way back when. 844-500-4242. And again, I look forward to talking about Monica Cannon Grant. And she didn't, I thought she should have come out there. I gave her advice in my column for tomorrow. I said she should have just said, look, all my graft was mostly peaceful. I'm up for reparations. I just decided to take it a little early. That's all. And then, of course, you know, you say I'm a victim of white racism. And you then say, well, wait, the U.S. attorney is a black woman. I don't care. She's a white supremacist. She's a white nationalist, just like, I don't know, Clarence Thomas, Burgess Owens, Candace Owens. They're all white supremacists. Oh, it's just, it's too much. And the Globe just having to disable its message board. That was beautiful too. Fortunately, I wrote down the best ones before they were disabled because, you know, I've been around. I suspected what was going to happen. I'm not into screenshots. I'm into writing stuff down on my little legal pad. But it's just as good. 844-500-4242. 781. She appears to be well-fed. That purple jumpsuit that she was in, it didn't do... Well, I shouldn't say anything sexist. You know, a lot of people, when they get in stripes, they say stripes adds weight to you. But in her case, I think the stripes are going to be good when she goes into custody of the Bureau of Prisons down the road. Anyway, now it's time for the Chump Line.
Finally, we get to see the Obama economy.
yeah. I think we've seen it before, though. It hasn't been quite as bad. This is the Obama economy on steroids.
Biden's going to take Putin behind the gym as soon as Dr. Jill takes his hand and leads him back there.
Where is Corn Pop when you really need him? He needs a coat holder. The Chump Line is brought to you today by the Nauset Beach Inn. Check out their spring and fall golf package. The special golf room rate includes 2 full rounds with cart at the Captain's Course in Brewster. Details at NausetBeachInn.com.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I didn't appreciate your Donald Hump interview when he kept saying the train has left the station. An obvious dig at me since I'm Amtrak Joe. The fact is, I'm focused on things that matter, like getting high-speed fax machines so the kids don't have to do their homework at Howard Johnson's. Not a joke!
Would you be shocked if he said they have to drive the kids to Howard Johnson's? No, you would not be. Not at all. No one would be. By the way, that was a nice cough, but we've got the real cough today. This is from this afternoon. Cut 10.
I saw the difference they were making every day. We know these programs can dramatically reduce violence.
That had a projectile attached to it, rest assured. Somebody had to wipe something off their face.
I know. There are some cases where an N95 mask still comes in handy.
So Barack Obama's got the virus. Hopefully Dr. Fauci does house calls.
Where is Dr. Fauci? Where in the world is Dr. Fauci?
Well, he's sick of being blamed for high gas. All the while in his pocket, he has a buck to pass. As he squirms to save the midterms, I say, get ready, Bal. We're going to kick your ass.
That's a good one. Limerick guy. That's the best one in a couple of weeks. You can never go wrong with get ready, Bal. Get ready, Bal.
Get ready, Bal.
Well, well, well. Longtime listeners of the Howie Carr Show remember Howie and his big shoe. And it would appear that today Howie is back in the big chair at the studio live. Welcome back, big fella.
Thank you. I was a little raised overly for Newsmax, I guess. They were complaining. Were they cutting off my head?
Yeah, you were seated too high in your chair.
Sorry about that.
Ibrahim, did you hear that Andrew Cuomo was sending racy messages to Jeff Zucker's mistress behind his back? And maybe Zucker should cheat on her with a polo player.
I think you're getting a little confused with your gender fluidity there, Senator Kennedy. By the way, there was a new poll today out of New York. Lee Zeldin, he's one of the Republican candidates running. He's running against Rudy Giuliani's kid and somebody else, but he's the leader among the Republicans. He's got a 1-point lead on Hochul in this poll, and it's a reputable poll, the McLaughlin poll. And I'm kind of surprised. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, at the end it was a very close race, but I wasn't expecting it to be this close with the Republican actually ahead. I'm looking at a guy who's running for state rep over here. You picked the right year to run. I don't know if you're going to win, but there's not going to be a better year for a generation than this for Republicans, I don't think. If the guy in New York, again, granted, he's a congressman and he's running against someone who wasn't elected, but still, I mean, in New York, that's something for the Republican to be running ahead in the polls.
Hey, Howie, with all this double-digit inflation, does that mean the big guy's cut is going up?
Yeah, is Hunter sending out some plaintive emails to his kids saying, I have to work even harder now for the big guy because it 10% cut is like 5%.
Barack Obama said he found out he tested positive for COVID the same way everyone else did. He read it in the newspaper.
Yeah. There are many refuges, last refuges of a scoundrel, and to say you read something in the newspaper is right up there, isn't it? I didn't know anything. That's what, actually, that's what Monica Cannon Grant said last week when the Globe finally decided to do a story. She said, they said, did you know you're going to be indicted? I know nothing about that. And then, what was it, 72 hours later? Open up! Come out with your hands up!
Billions more graft for Ukraine, millions for Monica Cannon Grant. Can I get me some graft here?
Yeah. That really, you know, read the indictment. It really is a how-to manual, parts of it, and how to launder money. I mean, that's what it basically comes down to. Just keep moving the money around, and unless they're coming hard at you, they're not going to be able to figure out how many places you moved it. The more times you move it around, the more likely it is that whoever's tracking it is going to lose track of it, and you're okay. And she knew that coming right out of the box. I tell you, I think some place like the University of Phoenix must have a class, Poverty Pimp 101.
AOC said she's voting no on the bill to make daylight savings time permanent. She's afraid the extra hour will make the polar ice caps melt even faster.
Sometimes it's hard to know what's the truth and what's the Babylon Bee. She could actually, I believe, say something like that.
Loving, did you hear that deplorable Donald Trump telling Genghis Carr how much he likes Tom Bradley? Just for that, I'll be boycotting all of his New England Celtics football games.
Did you hear Donald Trump when he was on the show yesterday? He says, I don't know why he needs to make a lot of money. His wife is rich. It's nice to hear somebody else say that other than you or me about America's gigolo.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Just press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second chump line, we have a second chump line. It's called Chopped Chumps, and we post it every weekday evening around 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The chump line is brought to you today by the Nauset Beach Inn. Check out their spring and fall golf package. The special golf room rate includes 2 full rounds with cart at the Captain's Course in Brewster. Details at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
AOC said she's voting no on the bill to make daylight savings time permanent. She's afraid the extra hour will make the polar ice caps melt even faster.
603, were Monica and her husband aspiring rappers? They were also turning their lives around. Yes, and I actually read that phrase, turning your lives around. I read that in a report about a Black Lives Matter protester who burned another black guy to death in Minneapolis. The federal prosecutors, Joe Biden appointees, said that he was turning his life around. The guy he killed, not turning his life around. He's dead. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Our federal debt has now reached more than $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What should Biden lose from his repertoire? Don't Jump, the McDonald's internet story, mentioning his dead relatives, I'm Jill's husband, or Putin did it.
Putin did it.
64% say Putin did it. 23% say mentioning dead people.
There's a good column today in the Wall Street Journal by Gerard Baker about Putin did it as a political slogan. Quote, make no mistake, inflation is largely the fault of Putin. He leads with the quote, obviously, from Biden. Even by the high standards of political mendacity, the attempt by Biden last week to assign blame for the acceleration of prices that began just over a year ago to a war that just began under 3 weeks ago is remarkable for its cynicism, its dishonesty, and its desperation. The cynicism is so sweeping that you have to sit back and marvel. How much contempt does Brandon have for the intelligence of Americans to think that there are enough who would believe such a proposition? Quote, this is another quote from Brandon. The American people are just trying to stay above water. Don't understand this. You tell them what the American Recovery Act was and they look at you like, what are you talking about? Unquote. And as Baker notes, he seems to have meant the American Rescue Plan. But the mislabeling proves his own point. If he doesn't know what he's talking about, why should we? Well put. It's cynical in a much more dismaying way, too, as a grotesque effort to enlist an act of brutality by an autocratic aggressor in the service of domestic political expediency. Did someone in the White House really watch Ukrainian cities burn and images of wounded pregnant women being ferried from maternity hospitals and think, hashtag Putin price tag hike? Well put. 844-500-4242. You may remember just vaguely the former attorney general of Pennsylvania, Kathleen Kane, a few years back. She was sentenced for smearing a man who'd never been charged with a crime in retaliation against her rivals and then lying about it under oath. She actually went to prison for 8 months back in 2020. Kathleen Kane is back in the news. She was arrested Saturday on suspicion of drunk driving following a two-vehicle crash in Scranton. Was she on Joe Biden Boulevard? Kane, 55, of Scranton, was taken into custody and released on general impairment driving under the influence charges. The police said they were not able to share her blood alcohol content at this time. Kane was convicted in 2016 on charges related to orchestrating a leak of secret grand jury materials with the effect of smearing a man who'd never been charged with a crime in retaliation against her rivals and then lying about it under oath. It's a Democrat thing. Did you see the story out of Seattle? Seattle is a real mess. They just told 1,800 people who work in the Amazon headquarters in Seattle that they're going to move them out because there's so much crime. Meanwhile, a prolific offender identified by Seattle police as homeless has been charged for the apparently random brutal assault of a 62-year-old nurse who was exiting a light rail station in Seattle at midday. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I saw the difference they were making every day.
We got to play that one cut that we played right before the top of the hour. And again, listen carefully here to how he botches everything up. And he's means to say rape crisis center. I'll just give you a hint. Rape crisis center. That's the goal. So listen to how it comes out. Cut 12.
With support for rape crisis centers, as well as housing and legal assistance.
Okay. Cut 13.
Tribal courts will now be able to exercise jurisdiction over non-native perpetrators of sexual assault and sex trafficking.
Jurisdiction.
Tribal courts will now be able to exercise jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction. The VIPs like this stuff. They like hearing it firsthand. It's almost like he's in the room. Cut 11.
Part of the safety is the ability to feel safe in gender-based violence.
Feel safe in gender-based from gender-based crime. Cut 16.
And by the way, we're providing that we can, and we're proving that we can invest in the American people.
We're providing that we can, proving, but he means to say proving. Again, the recurring question, have you ever confused the words proving and providing when you were reading them aloud? Okay, let's just have the traditional word salad. It's, you know, it's a nice appetizer before the main course. Cut 14.
This bill supports opioid response grants that are funding that we provide to states to support opioid prevention, treatment, and recovery services.
Again, I'm going to ask you, as part of our lesson today, children, we're going in the grammar class, we're going to diagram that sentence. It's not going to be like a tree or a vine. It's going to be like a kudzu, just going every which way. All right, 844-500-4242. Let's play we'll take some calls here in a moment. I just want to play a couple more cuts. Ron DeSantis is he's trying to scare people a little bit here today. He's talking about the Democrats, about how they want to, about how they really want to put the masks and the mandates and the mandatory vaccines and the passports and the social. They want to put all that back. And I think he's right about that, but I don't think they're going to get away with it. But listen to what he says. Cut 11.
People want to be able to make decisions for themselves, and there's nothing wrong if on an individual basis you make a certain calculation. That's fine. We encourage you to do that, but it's wrong to mandate people and restrict people, and that will happen, I guarantee you, winter of 2022. Any of those folks that are there, you are going to see that happen. The only way to make sure it doesn't happen is to have a nice big red wave. So we'll see. All right. Thank you, guys.
That's right. You know, they had a walkout at a high school, I think, in Portland, Oregon, when they lifted the mask mandates. I mean, no one was saying you can't wear a mask. They were just saying you don't have to wear a mask. And these people walked out. And all these kids with the hyphenated last name. So you know what kind of households they came from.
They drove and I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
It's not 100%, but 80 to 90% of the people who have hyphens in their last name, they're going the other way, if you know what I mean. And certainly was 100% in the case of this Portland high school. So DeSantis was commenting on everybody, when Whitey Bulger was on the lam, everybody asked, where's Whitey? Now everybody's asking, where's Fauci? What happened to Fauci? Cut 10.
But the thing is, and this is true, they want people to act like, okay, you know, we're just gonna, you know, we're moving on. The minute those elections are over, they will impose mandates if they feel the need to do that. They will impose restrictions. And so that will happen if those types of people are allowed to be put in power. And so, you know, my view on that is they've put Fauci in the witness protection program. Because they don't want, because he will say, you know, no, you still should wear a mask, this, and he's never going to say, be normal, go back to normal. And so they know that, and they know that that's not what people want.
You know the reason that he started saying that you have to wear a mask is because that's what the networks wanted him to say. He went on 60 Minutes and he said, you don't have to wear a mask, it's just theater. That's what he said. And I'm sure he got no invitations for like 3 or 4 days. And because that's not what they wanted to hear. They don't put you on the air unless you tell the public what the low info voters, what they want you to say. So he just changed his tune, and you know, it's been a great run for 2 years. 844-500-4242. Our VIP is getting some great Kowloon's food. No, they got some food from Scally's Irish Ale House. Good food, right? Yeah, they liked it. By the way, someone asked us, why don't you have a T-shirt that says "Let's Go Bal" on it? We have a new T-shirt, and it's available at HowieCarshow.com.
Get Click ready, Bal.
Maybe someday, but right now we've got "Make Gas Cheap Again." That's our T-shirt of the day. And you can get it at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. And our cheap bastard deal is gone, but we got lots of other cheap bastard deals. The Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. We got it for the Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine.
Still a few ReadyWise Go bags.
Right. There are a couple of those and a few of the Bonner Private Wines partnership deals. We got all kinds of stuff. Just go and check it out. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon. I was in my travels, I came across these electric vehicle charging stations, and I was walked up to it, and I looked, and I spoke with the gentleman, and he's paying $6.24 every 15 minutes, and he has to charge for 2 hours every day.
Wait a second. So that comes out to, I think, doing my quick math, that comes out to $50 a day. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Why is he charging at this station? I mean, wouldn't it just be cheaper to get out of home equity, take out a home equity loan, and have a charger built into the garage or something, or the side of his house?
Well, he said if he charges at home, it's 8 to 12 hours on 120. If you plug it into your house, if he charges at the stations on the parkways and so forth, it's 2 hours. There's level one and level two.
How about if he goes to one of those free stations, like at the Whole Foods? I always look at that. The Whole Foods nearest me that I can walk to from where I live in Massachusetts, they have I think it's a free charging station, isn't it?
I don't know about the Whole Foods, but I know on the parkways and throughways, they charge you for it. You put your debit card in one side and you plug in the other.
$6.24 for 15 minutes.
That's correct.
Did he tell you how much it used to be before Bal became president?
No, he didn't want to discuss that. He had a Biden sticker and a Obama sticker in the window, so.
So he had it coming. So it's hard to feel sorry for him, in other words. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't feel sorry for these people. I feel sorry for everybody who didn't vote for Biden. You know, we knew instinctively how bad this was going to be. Not that we knew it was this bad, but we knew that it was going to be a significant downgrade. And I don't feel sorry for the people who were too stupid to figure this out. I feel sorry for what they did to me. 844-500-4242.
Exponentially.
Exponentially. He says that exponentially again. That's
exponentially.
Exponentially. And so again, now this time, this is the first time that this new thing called, it's not really new, but it's kind of new. This new inflation index, this price index has ever gone up 10% year to year in a month, 10%, double digits. So do you think Donald Trump would have to answer a question about an all-time record inflation, all-time record? Here's Brandon, cut 17.
Respond to Mitch McConnell, who says you're showing weakness against Putin. President Biden, what will your message be in Europe?
Mr. President, are you doing everything to increase U.S. energy production?
Mr. President, you have a message for President Zelensky tomorrow?
Mr. President, what do you have to say about the deaths of Americans in Ukraine?
Mr. President, what about the COVID funding?
Nothing. They didn't even ask him about inflation. I didn't hear a question about inflation. I mean, to me, that seems like the big issue of the day. But, you know, he didn't answer any of these questions. He wouldn't have even answered a question if they'd have said, how's Lent going? Yeah, how you stay? Have you had any lapses? Have you had any ice cream? You know, late at night, did you get a little bit of ice cream with a little taste for Willow? You had some, licked it off the spoon. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
You know, Howie, this whole thing is a plot because even though their new Green Deal has failed up front, but on the backside, Howie, they're going to keep pushing their initiative for the new Green Deal. But they don't give a damn whether hell freezes over or not. And the whole thing behind it is, look at the people that they were appointed, put into a power. Jennifer Granholm was a failed governor of Michigan, number one. She also is tied in with energy and electric cars, and nobody speaks about that too much, Howie. And as far as transportation, Buttigieg, as Donald Trump calls him, that guy was a failed mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
A small town.
A
small town.
This whole thing, Howie, is nothing more than a damn socialist plot to redirect us to go to try to transfer to other alternative energy sources, not just with cars and everything else. And this whole thing is an artificial man out of this administration. It was all man-made by this administration and their new design. And that
I know. And you know what, again, it's not about politics. It's not even about politics, and it's certainly not about economics. It's about religion. This is their religion. I have no problem. You can have whatever religion you want. I'm total 100% First Amendment guy, as are most Americans. But that doesn't give you the right to impose your religion on me. And that's what they're trying to do here. They have this religious belief that if they don't stop you and me from using fossil fuels, then the planet is going to be destroyed. And again, they exempt themselves. This is like the Middle Ages where you could buy, I always forget the name, absolutions or something like that. But you could, it's like carbon credits or just a new Honest Howie's. If you're going to buy it, buy Honest Howie's carbon credits again, because they come with a handwritten letter from a polar bear thanking you for your effort. It only costs you $1,000 cash too. We like to use the Monica Cannon Grant methods of moving money around so that it's not absolution. Someone will tell me that. 844-500-4242-413. At Home Depot, a level 2 charger is $460. Grace's husband, he's an electrician, could install one in 3 hours. But you know, you still, after you pay for the charger, you still have to pay for the electricity. So you still got a problem. 844-500-4242. Does this crazy stock market have you second-guessing your strategy, or do you just want to know more? I've got a suggestion for you. The Oxford Communique with Alexander Green. Many of Green's recommendations consistently outperform the S&P 500. That's because he follows very specific strategies in the trades he recommends. When you subscribe to the Oxford Communique, Alex's research will show you exactly how to grow your wealth, protect what you have, manage risk, stay ahead of inflation, and keep your money out of the prying hands of the tax man. You can get started today for as little as $49 at onestockretirement.com. Subscribe and get digital and print subscriptions to the Oxford Communique, plus 4 bonus reports, including the Gone Fishing Portfolio. Today is the day to join the club, the Oxford Club, one of the world's largest financial publishers. Subscribe today and gain unlimited access to Alex's research along with new stock recommendations every month. You owe it to yourself. Get the knowledge and strategies to grow your wealth. Join the Oxford Club today at onestockretirement.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Smollett tries to get out of jail after 5 days. You know, one thing Monica Cannon Grant should remember is Jussie Smollett feels her pain. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. So, look, I want to start off with I enjoy the show. I am nonpartisan, okay? And I do kind of feel bad, honestly, for some of the folks that call in. They seem very paranoid about things on this far right, I guess, worrisome chart. That I feel bad for those folks, right? And in regards,
well, that's good that you feel bad for those folks. I assume you think you're more educated than those folks.
No, I'm just saying. I think that some folks, especially the ones that call, are very paranoid in regards to what is happening. Let's say in the government or the conspiracy theories, and it's like, oh my God, really? Like this? Like, are we going that far?
What are they paranoid at? Give me a specific example, Joe.
Okay, well, for instance, when you hear the term they, as if there's some kind of shadow government, or as if there's some...
They're referring to folks. They're referring to folks, Joe. Okay, give me a more specific example.
Or for instance... how certain things happen, and it's always...
Give me a specific example.
Whoever's in charge is fault.
Give me some specific examples.
Well, I wish I had a more recent one to be able to give you. And I agree, you know, your argument is sound. You know, you should say, hey, give me an example so we can address this. I totally understand that.
The folks told me to do that. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. That guy's got a I'm with her bumper sticker on the back of the street, for sure. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, on these nonprofits, this lady, she did all these scams to move the money around. But most people, they're just getting paid $400,000 from the nonprofit as it is. Look at some of these 990s. You can see that these people are just taking huge paychecks as the... You know, director of.
I know, and you know when Biden. You know, you're absolutely right, Dave. When Biden is talking about, you know, well, we're going to do this and that with green energy. I mean, most of that money is not going to go to anything other than like nonprofits, and the people who set up these nonprofits tend disproportionately to be bundlers for the Democrat Party and the far left. And it's just a way to launder money to nonprofits, to unions, not trade unions, public sector unions, you know, and it's just a big scam. You really should read the indictment. I always tell people, you know, I like writing the stories. I like pulling stuff out of the indictment, but to understand the nature of these scams, you got to read the whole thing. I'm Howie Carr.